Welcome to Kids Are Weird Podcast, the podcast where we dive deep into the unfiltered, messy, and magical world of parenthood. I'm Ashley, and I'm here to tell you that if you're a parent or caregiver feeling like you're navigating uncharted territory, you're not alone. We get it. Parenting is a roller coaster of highs, lows, and everything in between. From sleepless nights to those heart-melting moments that make it all worthwhile, we're here to share the raw, unvarnished truth about the beautiful chaos of raising tiny humans. Because let's face it, parenting can sometimes feel like a solo mission in the vast wilderness of dirty diapers and Lego landmines. Each episode will bring you candid conversations with fellow parents, experts, and maybe a few surprise guests who have been knee-deep in the parenting trenches. We'll tackle the tough topics, share some laughs, and maybe even shed a tear or two, all in the name of fostering a sense of community and understanding. Because after all, Kids Are Weird Podcast is the judgment-free zone where imperfect parenting is not only accepted, but celebrated. So grab your lukewarm coffee and let's chat about the messy, the marvelous, and the moments that make you question your sanity. Hello, friends. We are back after a long time where we kind of just fell off the face of the planet. Sorry about that. But we are here to explain why and introduce our new host, our new co-host, which is my husband, Josh.
Hi, everyone.
He is a little sick right now. Yeah.
Picked the best time to record when I'm not feeling good.
But I think his voice sounds very nice. So hopefully you guys like it too. But yeah, we're back and we're really excited. So I wanted to take a minute and just fill you guys in. We kind of took like two hiatuses on you guys this year. We didn't really give an explanation why. I think for the first one, life just got really overwhelming. And we did do an episode on that one. So we did kind of talk about it. I forgot. But this one, you know, Becca had her second baby. You know, she had a lot of complications with that, which she is going to come on and talk to you guys about. So the good news is Becca is not completely stepping away from the show. She's going to be kind of coming on as she can. So you guys are still going to be able to hear from her, hear us together. So she's still going to be, you know, a part of the team, but she recognizes that she doesn't have a lot of time, energy to commit to the show. So Josh has graciously decided to come on and help me kind of continue the show. So you're not just sitting here listening to me talk about nothing for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Ashley wasn't sick of me yet. So she said, hey, let's do another thing together. Let's do the podcast. So happy to be here.
Yeah. It's cool. We've never really like done something like this together though. No. We've never taken on like a creative project together.
Yeah, we made a kid together, you know, but never a podcast.
So. That was a very creative project that we took on. Yeah. Yes, so that's basically what happened. Honestly, I think Becca and I both got to the point, as you all know, motherhood, parenthood, fatherhood, it's extremely overwhelming. You know, I feel like we've all kind of been in survival mode for the last almost like 4 years since the pandemic. And honestly, things just got to be too much, and we both just kind of, our heart wasn't in it anymore. And it's like, I couldn't even bring myself to tell you guys that we were going to take a break. I didn't know if I was going to continue it at all. The future of the show was uncertain, but luckily I went back to therapy, and yay
therapy.
It's like, wait, I don't want to, you know, get rid of this. We've done 80 plus episodes together, and I believe in this show and what it stands for, and it just isn't something that I was ready to give up. So we have attempted to sit down to record multiple times across the past 2 months, and we have been successfully derailed every single time. But finally, last night, I was staring in bed. I was laying in bed next to our child, and I was staring at my Kids Are Weird podcast sign, and I was like, I texted Josh and I was like, we're recording tomorrow, and if you're not doing it, I'm going to just do it by myself.
It's been so bad that me being sick is like, yeah, this is probably the best time that we can get this done. So that's kind of just telling of where we're at.
Just I will just say 2023 was an absolute dumpster fire, hellscape, shit show of a fucking year.
Just pooped right folks. On us, yep.
It took me and... I won't say what I want to say because it's very graphic, but it messed me up a lot. So I'm really determined to try and start this new year on a positive note. And doing this is one of the ways that I can do that because I love this show. I love our listeners. I love Josh, I guess.
Yay!
Turns out I love my husband. So we're really excited to continue this for you. So, you know, Josh, why don't you tell them? I've talked about you on this show.
Yeah.
For better or for worse.
You've heard for better or for worse. So if you are a listener, you probably have some idea in your head of who I am. But for those of you maybe who don't know me, I'm Josh, married to Ashley for coming up on 8 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'll be 8 years.
We have a wonderful daughter together. born and raised Michigander. Love it here. Enjoy things like outside of, you know, being a father, obviously. I like cooking, video games, trying to transform our backyard and learning landscaping and learning stuff around the house. So that's me. Why I'm here is, you know, in addition to loving Ashley and wanting to help her out, I think being a voice for dads is something that, you know, I think I can offer. I have a lot of dad friends who listen or who have already started following, knowing that I'm going to be on here. So having the...
Hot shot.
Yeah, well, yeah, sorry. All three of you, you know who you are. but being able to just come at things from a dad perspective, you know, I think it's just going to be cool, you know. So that's why I'm here. You know, I'm happy to engage, you know, I think on social media. If you guys have questions, you guys want to hear about topics, things like that, maybe from a dad perspective, I'm here for it. Let's get into it.
Let's do it. Yeah, we realize, like, we're almost exclusively have female listeners, which makes sense because up until now it's been two moms, like, just, you know, talking about mom stuff. And I think that Josh will bring a unique perspective that we haven't had on this show before, and it is the dad perspective. So I kind of even want to revisit some of the topics that we have done in the past with your input on them. I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite part of being a dad?
I think my favorite part of being a dad is, well, that's tough, right? I think truly my favorite part is every day just like being surprised at whatever your kid is going to throw at you. You know, whether it's, you know, some funny joke that they create or something artistic or an idea, you know. Ruby came to us, or to me the other day, out of nowhere, and she goes, Dad, I have a really good idea for an invention. I said, okay, what is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to put pockets in underwear. And I was like, whoa, like little entrepreneur over here. But things like that, like you're just getting blindsided by funny things. It always keeps you on your toes, at least for me. And I think if I had to pick something, it's that, because you never know what every day is going to bring. Mm-hmm. And I like that, you know, for better or for worse.
Yeah. What did she want the pockets in her underwear to be for? Snacks?
I think candy. Yeah. We were eating candy, so it's probably about bedtime candy, you know.
It's amazing. I hope she invents it.
Yeah.
So to explain like our dynamic, Josh works full time and I stay home with Ruby. I do work part time and then I homeschool her as well. So homeschool is very like chill for us right now because she's 4 years old. So it's pretty lax at this point. But I would say I think Josh and I complement each other very well. There have definitely been a lot of learning curves for both of us. I think something we even still struggle with is like the division of labor, you know, and the expectations, you know, that we have of each other. And I think it's been really great for me. I've had to learn how to communicate my needs, which is not something that I've ever been good at. And I think Josh's strength as a dad is Josh is really good at the
the play time. Like, he's really good at imaginary play, and he's really good at sitting and doing all that, where I am not good at that. And I know I've talked about that on here, so that hasn't changed. But, like, when it comes time to crafts or activities or socializing, play dates, all of that, that's where, you know, I feel like I shine. So I think that we make a good team in that regard, for sure.
I think so, too. You know, and I think it's been fun to see you kind of step into that play sphere with her, knowing that it's not one of your strengths. You know, you still step into it, and knowing that you're like, I don't know if I like this. So we've been playing Barbies for 30 minutes. What am I doing? It's cool to see, you know, at least you stepping into that, because for me, it's like, I'd do that all day. You know,
I was playing with her earlier. Yeah. I was playing for like an hour, and I do a good job. I don't know what it is. It's just, again, I've had to learn, like, it's okay that I'm not good at everything. Like, I've had to learn, like, where my strengths and weaknesses are.
And that's I think, just part of being a human, right? Like, no one can be good at everything, you know?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. Cut it out right now. Yeah, but you know your strengths. I know mine, and I think we are a good complement to each other.
Yeah. You know, but we want to keep it real with you guys, so I feel like, you know, being an open, honest about, like, our struggles and our mental health and all of that is something that we've always done on this show, and something that, you know, Josh and I will continue to do.
As always, if there's any topics that you guys want to hear discussed, or you have any questions, send them our way. You know, I think maybe, I don't know if you want to go into, like, what's down the road, what, mm-hmm. you know, they can expect in 2024.
Yeah. We've done a little bit of a rebrand, since it's going to be a little different. You know, we want to stay true to discussing real topics from real parents. But we kind of want, you know, we want to bring on new guests. We'd love to hear from, I have mom friends who want to come on. Josh has dad friends. We'd like to do more in that arena. I'd love to dive into the crazy world of, like, Reddit parenting subreddits get into that. I've always thought those kinds of episodes would be fun. I kind of want to expand, our horizons and what we've talked about. Like I said, revisiting some old topics with your perspective. Sure. Talking about things you want to talk about. Talking about, you know, more dad-related stuff. Getting into the mental health around being a dad. If dad guilt exists, that's a whole topic I'd love to talk about.
Sure.
For this episode, you know, we wanted to kind of keep it short and sweet. Just this is kind of the bridging the gap episode is what it is. And then we've got a good one for you guys right after this. Just talking about what we've recently gone through in the holiday season.
Yeah.
So that's, and, you know, look for our episodes every other week. We are recording this. Let's just be real transparent. We're recording this on Friday, December 29th, in hopes that it's going to drop for you guys on January 1st.
It will, with plenty of time.
Listen.
It's like 50 hours. We got time.
My love, my sweet bestie was Becca, and she did the editing and all of that. I still don't know very much about it. I am the creative personality. I will make us cool content. Josh is going to have to do all the technical stuff because my brain doesn't compute it at all. So, if you're listening to this on January 1st, Josh did a great job.
Yeah, it's there. I learned how to do it.
Yeah, we've had a rough time this whole year. So, we've got a lot to share with you guys about it. But yes, and like I said, Becca will be here. I don't know when, but she does have a few topics she wants to talk about, having like her experience with her second born. His name is Cyrus, and he is just perfect little loaf baby, and I love him so much. You will still hear from Becca occasionally, which will be awesome. So we just, like I said, we wanted to bridge the gap and introduce Josh, explain ourselves, and kind of give you, just letting you know what's going to be coming in 2024. So
I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm excited too.
I think it's going to be good.
I've always said Josh should be on the radio because he has such a nice voice.
Yes. She always tells me I have a face for radio.
I have never, ever said that. No. I would never say those words.
I'm kidding. Well, I'm excited.
I'm excited too. So, for everybody listening, thank you for sticking with us. I think we've been on this unofficial hiatus for like 8 or 9 months now. So I do still see you guys out there listening every week. I appreciate all of you who have stuck with us, even though we've been really inconsistent. I'm really sorry. I hope that is the last time, but also life and parenting is insane, so I can't make that promise. But yeah, we appreciate you guys. Stay tuned for everything. We're excited for what we have in store for you guys for 2024. And as always, stay sane out there.
Stay sane out there.